UK government introduces £5 cap on online slot stakes. The landscape of online gambling in Great Britain is set to undergo significant changes with the government's decision to cap stakes on online slot machines at £5, or £2 for younger customers. This move, aimed at tightening regulations within the £11 billion a year gambling industry, is slated to take effect from September. UK's bid to curb online slot gambling risks. The decision to introduce stake limits for online slots aligns with the government's efforts to bring online gambling regulations more in line with those governing traditional brick-and-mortar casinos. While online slots were previously exempt from such limits, the new measures aim to address concerns regarding excessive gambling and its associated harms. According to the government's estimates, the new stake limits are expected to cost the gambling industry nearly £170 million annually. This move comes as part of a broader package of gambling proposals outlined in a white paper last year. Minister for Gambling, Stuart Andrew, emphasized the importance of protecting vulnerable individuals, particularly young adults, from the risks associated with online gambling. He stated that evidence shows a significantly higher rate of problem gambling for online slot games, making it imperative to address these issues. Recent data indicates that problem gambling rates among online casino players, including slots, are notably higher compared to other forms of gambling. Online slots alone contribute substantially to gamblers' losses to online casinos, amounting to £3.2 billion out of a total revenue of £4 billion. While the government's decision has been met with some approval from industry stakeholders, including the Betting and Gaming Council, BGC, campaigners for stricter gambling regulations argue that the proposed £5 cap for over 25s falls short of adequately addressing the issue. Navigating regulatory waters. Campaigners have called for a blanket stake limit of £2 across all age groups, citing concerns over the addictive nature of online slots and the devastating impact of problem gambling, including gambling-related suicides. They argue that additional measures, such as slower spin speeds and affordability checks, are also necessary to mitigate harm effectively. Despite investor confidence, as evidenced by the rise in shares of companies offering online slots, some believe that the government could have taken more decisive action to protect individuals from the potential harms of online gambling. As the UK government moves forward with implementing these new regulations, the industry will likely undergo further scrutiny, with ongoing debates surrounding the balance between consumer protection and commercial interests.